Blog Talk Radio.
Great day. Well, hello. Thanks so much for tuning in to Lifestyles for a Lifetime. Holiness, I'm your host, Dr. Gwyneth Williams, and we are continuing our session. I think this is our fourth, going into our fourth month, on praying for the family. We are going to go into more detail. This is actually part two of part one. Mm-hmm. And we will actually exegete more of the scriptures and give more of the scriptures based on the previous points that we've been doing for the last 3 months. So we, those of you who have been following, we've been talking about exercising spiritual warfare for our families as a warrior priest. And, of course, we went through seven different priesthoods, which is synonymous with being a Christian over your household. But on this part two, we're going to really study more into the depth of praying for your loved ones. And with Nehemiah 4, and then Nehemiah 4 and 6, 7, and 13, 14, 19, and 20, just to give a synopsis over that, it was all of the families that came together on the wall to pray, and they were given instructions before by the priest before they actually went into the warfare. And so what we're talking about here as our base scripture, that the families were they were part of the ministry, and as spiritual priest over your household, you have that power. So one of the things that we talked about was in, if you're doing an outline, we're going to discuss number A, is praying a hedge of protection, covering with the blood of Jesus daily, using the name of Jesus, build a wall of defense, standing in the gap, and just praying that the angels encamp around about and minister to the people in your household. So on a daily basis, it's so important. There is power in the blood of Jesus. And when the enemy comes against you, you won't be surprised, but you should know that just saying the blood of Jesus with the authority wards off demons, wards off devils, hindering forces and spirits, and it covers your family. So this week and throughout, that's something that you and we all need to do. So let us on a daily basis pray the hedge around our family, just as Job did in Job 1, 5, and 10. He prayed daily. He prayed daily for his family. He prayed for his children. He even made sacrifices. So as we cover our family with the blood of Jesus, and we're going to do that even now before we go to our next point, I want you to think of your family members, and even in this very moment, just begin to pray. And you might say, well, how do I do that? For some of you may not know. You just say, in the name of Jesus, I plead the blood over my mother. I plead the blood over my father. I plead the blood over my children. You know, so many of our youth are, I talked to a friend last week, and she was telling about another friend. She said, he's lost five of his children, three to the streets. And I'm like, what do you mean? He said, three have been gunned down and they're dead. And, you know, I thought about, as I was reflecting over my over the neighborhood where I grew up, I thought about one of my girlfriends. Her grandchildren and all her children are out there in the streets. And I was just praying and meditating on this, and she knows the Lord. And I said, you know what, I bet you anything. Maybe I shouldn't say I bet you, but I know that she is pleading the blood of Jesus over her children. She has not lost one of those children to the street. So your children can be out there. Maybe they haven't come into the fullness of what God has for them, but you have the power that's in the blood of Jesus to plead the blood over your children, and that is a hedge of protection that you are actually covering them from all danger. So we just plead the blood over them as they go out in the name of Jesus. No matter who it is in your family, plead the blood over them. Now, in Proverbs 10 and 10, we know this scripture very well. It says, the name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous run into it. You can use the name of Jesus. I remember one demon, witch, warlock, tried to attack me in the spirit realm with a knife. And when I opened the door, my first thing when they came, the knife came to my chest, and I said, the blood of Jesus, and the knife fell. See, even when the demons try to come and attack you, you can plead the blood of Jesus, and God even showed me who it was. So the enemy has no authority over us. We have to stay in right standing. And so just think of the power that we have and the authority when we use Jesus' name and when we say the blood of Jesus. How many of you have been out there and something has happened and come, and you just say, the blood of Jesus, or you say, Jesus? You can do the same thing for your family members. You can have wayward ones that are in jail or in prison. Maybe you have a husband out there that's not acting right, or wife or whatever. Begin to plead the blood of Jesus over them. That is part of the spiritual warfare. We are talking about exercising spiritual warfare for our families as the warrior priest, part two, and using the name of Jesus. Now, in Nehemiah 4:13-14, what were they doing? They were building a wall of defense. Every day, pray, Jehovah Nisi, you are our hedge. Jehovah Nisi, you are our banner. Jehovah Nisi, you surround us where the enemy can't get into you. What does Satan say? He says, I want to sift, you know, he comes to try to, he tries to with Job, and he said, well, you have a hedge around him. God can have a hedge around you, where the enemy and your family, where the enemy cannot get around you, even your property. They can't touch your, he can't touch your loved ones and even you. So this week, pray, God, put a hedge around me. You are my Jehovah Nisi. You are the hedge. You are the banner that's around me in Jesus' name. So there's that wall of defense. Now, Ezekiel 22 and 30, and I'm going to this is something we need to read, and we're going to look at Ezekiel 22 and 30. And if you get nothing today, and I'm sure the word will quicken where you need it, but I want you to get this, because God is looking for gap standards, and we're praying for your family to be saved. And God has called you to do what? To stand in the gap for your family. So we're going to read, and I'm reading out of the NIV, Ezekiel 22, and we are going to look at verse 30. That's Ezekiel 22 and verse 30. And it reads as follows here. I look for a man, and that's you. Woman or man, I look for among them who would build up the wall. So what are we talking about here? We're talking about a wall. We're talking in the spiritual realm where that wall can protect you. You know, you even have to be careful with who's in your family and your loved ones' inner circle. Who are you letting in their inner circle? What inner circle are they going in? So we're praying for a wall here. It says, who will build up a wall and do what? And stand before me in the gap on behalf of the land so I would not have to destroy it, but I found none. So I want you to say to yourself, not on my watch, well, my family, my loved ones, my relatives, not on my watch will I not be found standing in the gap. When you have the authority in the blood of Jesus and you're building up that wall, this is the family of Israel he's talking about. He couldn't find anyone because everybody was into what they were doing, into idolatry or not. There was a heart issue. But we're decreeing today, you've been crying out for your loved ones to be saved, that you are the gap stander in the gap for your loved ones. And so we're even praying now that you're saying, Lord, here I am. I'm going to build up that hedge. I'm going to pray the blood of Jesus over them. I'm going to pray, Jehovah Nisi, that you're covering them. I'm praying, God, you're putting a hedge around them this weekend or this week or wherever they are, or where they go, that they're being covered in the blood of Jesus. And I'm standing in the gap. How are you going to stand in that gap? You're going to stand in the gap through what? Intercession. You're going to stand in the gap through prayer. You're going to stand in the gap by using the name of Jesus. You can even pray over their friendships, that God will send godly people into their life and covering them with the blood and building that wall of defense. So you are standing in the gap. And he said, I couldn't find anybody. So God is saying, you are the one now. You might say, well, my prayers don't count. If you're walking with the Lord and you've accepted Jesus in your life, if you've accepted him as your personal Savior, if you've accepted him as Lord of your life, you have the authority and you have the power. Even if you're a new Christian, you can start praying for your loved ones and praying for them to come into the fullness of everything that God has for them. Now let's look at my favorite chapter, Isaiah 58, and we are going to read verse 12. Now we could stay in here all day, but we're going to just, unless the Holy Spirit leads otherwise, we're going to go here to Isaiah and 58, and we are going to read verse number 12. And it reads as follows. It says, your people will what? Rebuild the ancient ruins and will raise up the age-old foundations. And you, called the repairer of the breach. Look at that. You will be called the repairer of the broken walls. You will be called the restorer of the streets. How many of us are ready to go and take our young people back? Amen. We know that the people are looking to go and get the young people off of the street. And it says the restorer of the streets with dwellings. Let's read that again. It says your people will rebuild the ancient ruins and will raise up what? The age-old foundation. Come on now. And you will be called the repairer of broken walls. So if you are repairing those broken walls, then you are building. You know, I'm thinking of a wall, and I'm seeing it being repaired. And when you repair a broken wall, and back in those days, they used brick and concrete, but those walls are being built, and you may have a brick that's out of place, and you're going to put some cement in there, and then you're going to place that brick there, and then it's going to build up on top of that and build up on top of that. That's what God is wanting you to do in restoration for the family. So it's saying your people will reveal the ancient ruins and will raise up the age-old foundation, and you will be called repairer of broken walls, restorer of streets with dwelling. You know, that's what God is doing, and that's what God is wanting, he's wanting us to do. So we're putting that mandate, God is putting that mandate on you to what? Repair, to stand in the gap, to build the walls, and to do the work that God has called to do in this very hour. Now, I love this scripture, Amos 9:11, because it's almost like 911. I think that there's an emergency that we're calling forth our people to be able to be those gap standers and to stand there and to build those walls in the name of Jesus. So we look here and we see Amos 9:11, and it states here, we're talking about the repair. We're talking about rebuilding that wall in the name of Jesus. And it says, in that day, I will restore David's fallen tent. Wow. It's time, come on, prophetically, for us to expand our tent. Hallelujah. It's time for us to broaden our borders. Can you imagine when a tent falls? I've been camping many times. I love camping and fishing and staying out in those pup tents or actually staying out in the tent. And sometimes we might have it lean a little bit that way and lean a little bit the other way. But when you get those spikes down in there and those pegs down in that dirt and you expand, you're building, you're making it strong. And that's prophetically what God is saying that you're going to do for your family. Amen. It says when those tent pegs were fallen, it says what God said, I restored David's tent that had fallen in that day. And it goes on to say, and I will repair its broken places and restore its ruins and build it as it used to be. And so, you know, I hear the Holy Spirit saying, don't worry about what used to be as far as the negative in what happened in your family. But God is saying, I'm building what used to be the foundation of what David, you know, he was a man of God who loved God. He was part of the lineage of Jesus. He was in the lineage of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And just look how God brought him up and brought him out. You are a lineage. You are a royal priesthood. You are here for such a time as this. And God is calling you to be built up so that what? You can restore others. And who are the others we're talking about today? We are talking about our family. That's what we're ministering on, our family, and them being in the fullness of everything that God has. We just got out of a prayer meeting, and we were talking about the favor of God. God has smiled on you. God's favor is on you to be what God has called you to do, to be, and what God has called you to do in this very hour. So we're just saying you're going to walk in that favor. I want you to see your family members walking in that favor. I want you to see your children fulfilling the purpose that God has called them to no matter what it is, God saying that you have the authority and the power through the blood of Jesus, the authority that is in you to be able to see these loved ones' lives transform, to see these loved ones' lives change. And you might feel like, well, I've given up hope. But God is saying today, he's saying for you, he's saying to hold on. To hold on just a little while longer. Just hold on. God has a plan. God has a purpose for you. He wants you to hold on and believe that you're not using the tools that he's given you. Do you know in building, if you're going to repair a wall, what are you going to use? You're going to have to use some tools. So in the natural, so what tools are you using now? You know, what tools do you have in your hand? That's the word. You know, you have the sword of the spirit. You have the shield of faith to come and quench every fiery dart that would try to come against you and your family members and even some of your ministries, your jobs, what God has called you to do. You have those weapons in your hands. Well, when they got out there and built that wall, they had tools. And if we're going to be repairers of the breach, and we're going to be, and God said he's going to rebuild us like he rebuilt David's tent. When I've gone out there and we've gone tent making, we have to boom, boom, boom that peg down in the ground with that hammer. They used to have wooden ones, but these are like metal ones now. And you tie that rope around it. You're going to have to use the tools that you have if you're going to be a repairer of the breach. Now, we also see when they built the wall, and let's quickly turn over to Nehemiah 4 and 7. And as you're turning there, I'm Dr. Gwyneth Williams. We are ministering today on exercising spiritual warfare for our families as Christian priests over our family and what God has called us to do. So let's see, we're going to look here at Nehemiah 4:7. It says, then when Sanballat, Tobiah, the Arab, the Ammonite, and the men of Ashdod heard that the what? Repairs. Sometimes people going to hear you repairing stuff and they not going to like it. But we're decreeing today that you are going to do what God has said by the authority and the blood of Jesus in Jesus' name to be a repair of the breach for your family. It says, the Arabs, the Ammonites, and the men of Ashdod heard that the repairs to Jerusalem's wall had gone what? Ahead. You know, sometimes people, they don't want you to do nothing without them and their consent. But if God is telling you to do it, if God has said you and your household will be saved, if God gave his son Jesus and the blood of Jesus manifest salvation and blood of Jesus covers our family, so be it. And the Bible says that Jesus is like a strong tower, and the righteous run into it. And you have the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and the shield of faith to quench the fiery dart. You go forth. So here we have it here. It says that they heard the repairs to Jerusalem walls had gone ahead and that the gaps, come on now, were being closed. They were very angry. We bind that angry shuffle of Akasa. Sanballat spirit, shuffle of Asakaya. that would try to hinder you and your family as you go forth to minister to them. We bind that hindering force that would try to come from against you in the name of Jesus and the blood of Jesus, that angry, jealous spirit that would not release them to build this wall in the name of Jesus. It says they all what? It says here they plotted. So we bind every plotting spirit and we pull it down. In Jesus' name, that you shall go forth, we shall go forth with the authority and with the blood of Jesus, and every plot is destroyed. I just saw demons just running every way. And the angelic host of the angel armies with their fiery darts released. And God says, you go free. You continue to repair. You continue to build those walls because God is on your side and you are covered by the blood of Jesus and the word of God and by the blood of the Lamb. And you are an overcomer, the blood of the Lamb and the word of your testimony, the logos of your testimony in Jesus' name, the word of God. And you shall receive, I just see bricks coming in place. There's a fast work being done now in the name of Jesus. There's a quick work God is doing in the reparations, the repairing. He's repairing those things and bringing back to you what the devil has stolen. When those sin ballot spirits that's been sent against you, that's been sent against your ministry, that's been sent against us, they are bound and broken, and we shall repair the ancient ruins in Jesus' name. So they plotted. So every plot is where I saw in the spiritual realm the demons fleeing that have been sent to plot against you in Jesus' name. They're so confused. The Bible says that they will run 12, your enemies will run 12 different ways, and I see them just running these plots and plans and schemes that they have fallen in Jesus' name. So it says that Sanballat spirit is bound in Jesus' name. And that Tobias spirit is bound. And it says they plotted against him. They all plotted together to come and fight against Jerusalem. People can't come and fight against what God has blessed. And your family is blessed. Your household is blessed. They're covered. And you can build. See, the devil, when you try to build something, see, all they were trying to do was repair some walls. But you keep those tools, the word of God, the blood of Jesus, the name of Jesus, your family to be saved. And it says they all plotted together to come and fight against Jerusalem and stir up trouble. We bind trouble in the spirit realm and we loose the favor of God over your life. And as we close, we stand on these scriptures. And it goes on to say that those things that they stirred up trouble against it, but we pray to our God and what? Posted a guard day and night to meet this threat. And when the enemy heard about that and they were aware of their plot and that God had frustrated it, they all returned to the wall, each to his own work. Come on now. So God has frustrated the plans of the enemy. He's frustrated the plans of the enemy. The plans of the enemy have been frustrated. In Jesus' name. And your family, and walk in the divine blessing. Thank you so much for tuning in to Lifestyles for a Lifetime Holiness. Continue to exercise your spiritual authority. Cover them with the blood. Use the name of Jesus. Build that wall of defense. And God is saying today, you are a gap stander. Until next week, as we continue part two, going into our fourth month, how to pray for your family. Success to you and success to the kingdom of God. Expect great things this week and for your family to come in to the fold of God and the fullness of what he has. In Jesus' name, amen.